So we were supposed to, we have everything that, all of those individual pieces put into a single Google document, and we were supposed to be working on that over the past, like, week and a half or whatever it is that we've had. And I was telling Jackie at the BMU call that, unfortunately, I have honestly not had a chance to look at this yet because I have just been swamped with stuff at work. So
I haven't either, so.
Okay.
That section hasn't been done.
Put about an hour into it this morning, so.
Okay. Well, that's
about
good.
20 minutes into it after our call last time just to copy and paste what you had done before, Hurla, so. Please don't, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know what anyone else.
Yeah, I was working this morning on just trying to add, like, one of the interview comments to see if I'm putting it in a good place or not before I bother doing the rest.
So should we look at that section then, see what we think?
Mm-hmm.
What section was it?
Well, I'm adding stuff to what Tara is doing. So I'm under the interview results.
Interview results. Okay.
And right now I just kind of started a new paragraph that I'm still trying to edit at the speed because my computer, I type buttons and it takes like a minute to register what I typed.
You added, gave the researchers the added benefit of getting to ask students for that paragraph, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Does anyone else notice the font changes like halfway through this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I realize that's something that we can like change later.
But we'll have to put it back to Word for formatting anyway, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Google Docs is the best for formatting.
I think once we get a good draft going, we can just start passing around a Word document to make our lives easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am having a hard time multitasking. I've had absolutely no brain function lately. Like, I will, like, I'll just stand in front of my students and my sentences will trail off in an awkward place because, like, I've lost my point in mid-sentence. I've completely forgot how to use all of the technology that I've used in the past. And there are a couple times I've done things, like, completely backwards and I think really confused my students. So if I'm being nonsensical, then please just tell me and ask me to clarify or, like, clap your hands to snap me back to attention, something like that. But what I noticed, Lee, it looks like what you pulled from was one of my rough drafts, which would have been what I'd emailed to you guys. So I just copied and pasted the – no, I did – so I'm updating that with what the final version that went into the SRTL presentation was.
Okay.
It has some of the numbers from the tables, but I just noticed it didn't.
Okay.
It so fills in some of the tables, but it doesn't like exactly how they were filled in, and I don't know what it
is. All right. I was going to say, the only thing I wrote an introduction paragraph, used a little bit of what you had written, because you were talking about a presentation, so obviously I had to do some stuff on that, and we really needed a nice introduction paragraph. And then I started kind of fleshing out the literature review into some different paragraphs, and I realized we probably are going to need to really flesh that out a little bit more, I think.
Can we use anything that we wrote? Remember when we were doing the two papers, when we were doing the lit review paper and then this one? Can we have some of the lit review stuff in Google Docs. Can we
use some
of that in here?
Sure, we could.
Yeah, I think that would probably be good for the background, to have more of the background.
Yeah, so we have the goals and intro that Jackie wrote, the important context that I wrote, and then you did some, and Hurla did some.
All right, let
me. We might want to pull that in.
See, I have about 16 windows open at the moment, so let me see if I can find that. Facebook is not going to help.
Probably not.
Cool.
Although I don't know, because I've still never been there, so.
Oh, wait, no, that was the right window. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. Correct email addresses, goals, and intro. Maybe that was it.
I'm ready to scream at my computer. I'm sorry.
Aha. Oh, hey, you're bringing back Tupperware.
Excellent.
Okay.
What?
Sorry. I forgot briefly I was on the phone. A colleague just brought back some Tupperware.
Jackie, do you think, while Lee's looking for that, do you think we should give the examples of irrelevant context before we say how we classified, like what we determined as irrelevant context? Or after?
I was trying to figure out the good place for it.
Okay.
Right now, all my Internet Explorer is closed on me. So I'm coming back.
Okay, what's scary is that what we had written before is very similar to what I wrote this morning. Okay, so yeah, we have, there's a goals and intro document from March 17th. Which is kind of some...
And we broke down the literature review some. I know I did the paper part three, importance of context, and then Carla added on to that. That has the literature review fleshed out a little bit more.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah, this would be... Oh, yeah, no. All right. Oh, yeah, I don't have to do any work at all.
We have put a lot of work into this already. It's just a question of recognizing that and getting it all in one place and making it all flow, which I think is going to be our saving grace here. I don't think we're as bad off as we imagine.
I don't think we are either. I will have time to work on the section that we were talking, that Herla and I are supposed to update tomorrow, because I'm giving exams in all my classes again. So that's a 12-hour chunk where I can write. I don't think I'll write for 12 hours, but
yeah.
I'll have a good chunk of time when I can write tomorrow.
All right, I finally have been able to pull back up my Google Docs now.
I can see what as you're adding.
Okay.
It's moving. So we have multiple people adding stuff?
Yes.
Yep, I think so.
I'm copying and pasting.
So do you think with where I've put it, Tara, that that's a good place to put some of the results, or do you think it should go somewhere else?
I think we can use where you put it. Oh, it keeps moving on me. I can't.
Oh, sorry. I'll stop copying and pasting.
Jackie, I think that's a good place, and then we'll just tie it in with the next paragraph.
Okay.
I think we should also pull a few... I guess we have some. I was going to say, I think we should also pull a few quotes in to explain our coding scheme, which that's something that will definitely have to be revisited, because when we did it for, when we wrote it up for FRTL, we didn't actually have a coding scheme. We had a plan. So it might be good to put some quotes there. We have some hypothetical quotes, but maybe if we could put some actual quotes, that would be good as well.
Would that go in our results section or our methodology section, though?
I think that would go in the methodology section.
Okay.
Can we put the examples as, like, an appendix for the methodology section?
I would just do, like, so we have some hypothetical examples here to illustrate what we mean. And maybe those will be good enough. So, for example, the codes will capture when a student is focusing more on irrelevant contextual issues or personal beliefs, e.g., I believe people are carrying heavier bags onto airplanes. If we could find an actual quote, I think we could do something similar, where we just put it in parentheses afterwards.
Where are you?
One more time.
Yeah, I don't know, because Lee keeps bouncing the page around. I am on... or no page number.
You're on the expected results, 2.5.1.
Actually, I'm on 2.5, data coding. Second paragraph.
I'm just following your little orange cursor.
Okay. I'm with you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was bouncing my clicker around as I was scrolling. Sorry
2.5
about
data coding right on the appendix.
Yeah,
survey.
See how there's like this, there's these EGs in there. I'm just saying that maybe we should expand on some of those to just illustrate the code.
So we want to use the codes from the, because the stuff that Jackie was putting in was the students that we had interview and test results for. So we want to do the codes in the section just from the test students so that we have quotes from the various schools. Doesn't matter.
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I know where I'm going to put the examples of what we were looking for. It's like the students using context. I only found a few from our interview that were using correct statistical ideas, and I'm not really sure where to put those. If those should be in the same place, or if that should be kind of like where Hurdle is mentioning more up above.
Well, I don't want to present results in the methodology section. I was just thinking if we had a few good examples that could help kind of explain our coding scheme, that might be a good place to put that. So I wouldn't present anything too big, but if there's kind of one example where you're like, oh, that's a perfect example of this type of code, then maybe we should include that in the methodology section as well to explain how we coded these or what we were looking for. And like I said, we do some of that with these kind of EGs and parentheses, and I don't know if that maybe more of it needs to be done.
Well, we can all look for our own results, right? See if there's anything that we think would fit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess if we say example, I believe people are carrying heavier bags onto airplanes, that would... could give the impression that a student gave that exact answer.
We could talk about the preppy woman from France.
Didn't we actually had something, someone who went off about, like, the size of women's purses.
I think that's the woman from France.
That was the France one, I think.
That was.
Yeah, I think it was one of my students. Yay me.
Trying to copy and paste our coding scheme in from somewhere.
It didn't move. You must have posted it at the end. The document didn't move.
Oh, I haven't actually pasted it in yet.
I see it. It's moving now.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this. I don't know. I don't know the best way to format this. Hang on, I might go into a regular Word document for a second. Oh, what on earth? Did not like that at all. What do you think the next steps are? Does anyone have any questions on their particular section that they're working on? Do we just all need to break down and read this and check things like flow and all of that.
Yeah, more or less. The section that you were talking about with the quotes, that was actually the methodology section, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which
I was looking at.
So actually, that's what I'm supposed to be working on.
Yes.
Okay.
I have our quote from a preppy woman going to France who takes too much stuff of useless things in her bag than a businessman who is carrying only his laptop. I found it.
Okay.
We have a issue with the table in section 2.2.2. I don't know how to fix it in here. I know how to fix it in Word. You can't see it. It's off the page. Has anybody worked with this enough to have any clue how to fix it?
Okay.
Well, it breaks over pages. Is that what you mean?
No, the bottom part of it under split opinion, it's the one column expanded to be, you can't see one whole column. It's off the page.
I would say for now not to worry about it too much, because when we bring it back into Word, like I have that table somewhere formatted properly in Word, and so when we bring it back, we can just copy and paste again if we need to. So I wouldn't worry too much about the formatting of the tables or the spacing or anything like that right now.
Yeah.
Because we have all of the originals somewhere. I'm just trying to get what we had written about our coding scheme in place. I'm going to try pasting something in. I don't know what it's going to do. This is going into the data coding section. Nah, it doesn't paste in columns. But it at least gives you some rough idea of the...
While you're doing that, Carla, the list you sent out when you were working on the overall results,
mm-hmm.
the general demographic info,
mm-hmm.
You want that, did you intend that to go in the results section or up where you already had it when you did the SRTL?
No, that should go in the results section.
Okay, so we'll have to rearrange. I'm going to dump the stuff that you have from there.
Do you think that seems reasonable, or do you think it should be?
Well, it depends on... I think the opinion survey stuff, I agree with the results section.
Right.
I don't know necessarily.
Yeah, demographics would be... It would not be unreasonable, I think, to include demographics in the methodology section because it describes
right.
a little bit more what we did. But I don't know if that's the best way to put it. I guess I'm not sure. Definitely the opinion survey stuff should move. I'm glad you caught that.
And I have all those in Excel, so I just need to put them back to black and white graphs. Do we want to display them in the paper the same way that we displayed them on our poster at ESCA? We have the 2-2 and 2 format with the graph and the question above it.
I don't know. Perhaps. I mean, graphs are certainly better than, they're easier to read than the table, so that's probably a good idea.
So if we have the questions there, the 6 questions that we used, do we need to have the opinion survey as well? Can we replace that part? If we keep the same format that we did on the poster, we'll have the question that was asked and results shown graphically under it. And yeah. At the end of the paper, as it's in Google Docs now, we have the opinion survey as well. I think we need both of
those. You mean take the opinion survey out of the appendix?
Well, do we need it? Do we need the whole opinion survey, or do we only need to show the questions that we actually used? That's what I'm wondering. Because the opinion survey itself had 13 questions on it, and the whole thing is shown in the appendix.
Yeah.
I believe.
For right now, I would say leave it, because I think it's just a good practice in research to be clear about your measurement and what your instruments were. So I would leave it in there, but I still think within the text of the document, we also need to have the actual wording of the questions, because when they're reading through it, they're not going to want to be flipping back and forth to the appendix and all of that. So for now, I would leave it in both places, and then we can decide later on if we should pull the opinion survey out. And that may be something like when we go to publish, that may be something where they're like, listen, due to page constraints, you should just get rid of this. But for now, I would leave it in there. Because it shows them not only the questions, but kind of how we asked them, you know, what sort of instructions were they given, what other demographic information did we collect. I think that's all useful information.
Okay.
All right, on that note then, and this is more from, I mean, I know it's mean to always ask about my writing, but with doing the quote that I found, how much to identify the type of question the person was responding to over and over again?
Say that again.
Like, for example, with the one I put in there, I just emphasized that this was a texting is dangerous scenario. I didn't, like, specify here's the exact question they were reading.
I think in that case that's okay because that's so much longer. And we can summarize it with this was the role the question played. You know, it was a strong opinion scenario about texting and it concluded that it was, you know, it used a they both concluded texting was dangerous, so it's important to specify was this the random sample or the biased sample. So I would, when we're talking about the research instrument, that I would abbreviate and summarize and then reference the appendix in that case. All right, hang on just a second, guys. My students are here. You're both here. Excellent. You both have tested. And your note sheet?
So for each of my scenarios, it sounds like I should specify the conclusion, so if it said is or isn't, and then bias versus random.
If we're going to go into that much detail, maybe we should move it after the next paragraph. and then move the, like, after any students who had codes of UCMC or MB on the second question were classified as using irrelevant context, and then give examples, and then table one shows a summary that could start any paragraph.
Back. I'm just going to currently move it so I have about where it should be.
You're moving yours down, Jackie?
Yeah. If it'll let me.
Oh.
Did I miss anything important so far?
What?
I said, did I miss anything important while I was gone?
Oh, we're talking about the placement of the quotation examples for the interview results. If we're going to go into a lot of detail, we were moving it around in the expected or the interview results section. It didn't let me post in the graphs that you had in your document.
I noticed there's kind of like just a big yellowish box. Is that what that was supposed to be, or was that something else?
On mine, it's not even that, but mine is a big white space.
Mine is kind of off-white.
Oh, wait, I see it, yeah, when you click on that.
And you can, like, click on it and it highlights it, like it's recognizing it's an object, but then there's nothing to see. Again, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Maybe what you can do, delete what's there. Actually, since we can all edit, this is what I would do. Can't spell opinion. There's a T in it. Oh, well, I put one in there. Opinion. Survey result graph about here. So I would just leave that placeholder. And that way when we're messing with the pretty copy, we can put those back in the proper scale. I wouldn't worry too much about formatting our stuff in this document since we know there's some conversion issues and we know we'll have to go back and play with it all again once we get it back into regular Word. Probably delete my little note there. Tara, do you know the demographics table up above, do you know if that was our final, like, kind of smallest sample size that we ended up using?
That was, you pulled that off, whoa.
Error.
You pulled that off our poster for us, that's right.
Yes, but then I wasn't sure if that included data that was ultimately missing or that we ultimately had to exclude because big chunks of it were missing for everyone if that got rid of the missing data.
Let me reopen it. Do you have the data from the SRTL? The demographics on those slides were definitely the final.
I will try and
whatever you presented when you were there. Those were our final demographics. I can go back and double check and that too, but I'm trying to get back there. SPAPS, I think, was still our kind of our preliminary.
Yeah.
I don't remember how much they changed for the SRTL presentation, and I have all that stuff on my home computer. I don't have it on my work computer. I can go back and look at that. I think I did end up pulling out a few more, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, for some reason I cannot find the final version of the SRTL presentation. It's making me a little nervous. I'll have to figure out where I put that. The one I have on in the folder I'm looking at right now is a rough draft of the SRTL presentation, so it doesn't actually have any of the results in it. But we might have to check this.
It would have been the same demographics for JSM, right? Because JSM, we modified the SRTL. Lee, do you happen to have the JSM presentation handy?
I do. One would think. JSM presentation. JSM.
Funny thing is, I actually have a higher number for JSM based on what I see.
Okay. And we are looking for
the demographic table. How does it compare with what's in the paper right now? Because that should have the correct numbers on it, the JSM stuff.
Okay. That is not. What happened to me? Okay, I am on top of things. Sorry, hold on a second.
Is that in there twice?
What's in there twice, Rilla?
Some of the demographic stuff.
I dumped, you have up above is what you had in your SRTL paper. I dumped what you had sent with re-examining results. I dumped that down in the results section. So it probably is in there twice right now.
Okay.
What?
I'm looking at the one under overall results. It's after our expected results section.
What I have is demographics. We actually just kind of did a summary thing. And, yeah, what I've got is that we total of 279 students, 173 from North Carolina State, 64 from Northern Kentucky, 33 from SUNY, and then 9 from Capital.
Okay.
We don't have the percentage of female. It just says majority female and at the average age around 21 years old. So I don't have it broken down quite as nicely.
So the 21 and the majority, so we have a few more. I'll have to go back and look at our many data files and to find. I'm pretty sure the JSM numbers were final, though.
Yeah, I think this was before I knew what was going on with my IRB. So I thought I was going to have more data than I did. And then it looks like Hurl lost some students.
Well, you said 173, right?
Yeah.
That's what I have in the one I'm looking at. Zach went up on the one that I have, the 63, and you said 64. And you were 8 in this one, 9 in that one.
All right. Am I looking at table 1 participant information?
I'm under overall results. We have two different.
Oh.
I just dumped what Hurla sent in re-examining results.
Sorry.
And that information was from July 15th. But the JSM presentation should have the updated results in it. But I'll go back and look at files to see what's the most up-to-date.
Oh, yeah, and I think one of my... Wait a minute, why do I have 8 versus 9? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll fix it. I'll go back and look to see which is the correct numbers and some... And that's what we were talking about. Do we want to have the demographics in the results, or do we want to have it up where it is in the first place? Where is it the first time? On the participant information? So in section two?
Where is it normally? I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
They usually have some demographic data.
Well, we probably don't need the practical and theoretical contribution to the theme portion, right? Because that was something that you specifically added for SRTO.
Yes. I was wondering, though, if there might, if we could somehow modify that to be, like, the importance of this problem sort of thing. I don't know if that's reflected elsewhere. We definitely don't need that heading, but...
So it needs information.
Yeah, I think it might still be good to see the information. And then...
Did you just add, you added stuff under data coding?
Yeah.
You added the table?
Yeah. And I pulled that from SRTL slides.
So we need expected results and the actual results as two separate sections? Or can we? Do you think we can incorporate those? This is what we were expecting to see. This is what we actually saw.
Yeah, we might be able to incorporate those.
Yeah, I think so.
And just follow an overall result.
Yeah. Yeah, for now what I'm going to do with that one section, the practical and theoretical contribution to the theme, can you highlight?
Oh, yeah, because
I
haven't looked
highlighting.
But can I actually highlight it in the document? Like, leave that there.
I'm going to say, yeah, it is highlighted right now.
It is, but that's, when I move my cursor, will it stay highlighted? I'm going to comment it and say
it's the A on the top.
Okay.
Well, now I have this ugly green thing going on.
I did that. Sorry. Oh. What color do you want?
Well, now it's blue.
You didn't like the color I picked.
Now it's like army green. What? Okay. I got like a whole
disco
ball going on right
now. I
feel
like blue. Let's leave it that way.
Is that what you're...
And then I'm just going to make a note in here, these paragraphs should be worked into the intro. Yeah. So there, we may have that there, we just need to look at what we already have and make sure that these ideas are reflected.
And spell paragraphs as paragraphs.
Fixed it.
Oh. Well, stop that.
I just fixed it the same time you were. Sorry.
Oh, well, I just put in a G, so I wasn't fixing it. All right.
And then we have, do we actually have a section that starts methods? It looks like that title got lost.
I was going to say, I copied and pasted stuff, and it's a giant mess in the lit review, so don't, I have to go back and look at that. I was just trying not to mess with things, so the paper didn't move.
Will you have a class at one?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should start wrapping up this quarter as.
That sounds like a good idea. So let's take, can we take the next week to work on our parts? And then sometime, so the next week is the 14th through the 18th, correct? And
yeah,
then
sure.
The week after that is Thanksgiving. It's a short week, but we have that Monday and Tuesday. Depending on how swamped you are, can we try, like, Monday the 21st or Tuesday the 22nd to read through the document and start to edit it for, when we're each individually working on our own sections, we should do this too. But then on Monday the 21st or Tuesday the 22nd, we can start to read through it from start to finish for flow and consistency and to make sure things are organized properly. So we spend a week working on flow and consistency and organization and content in our particular sections. And then we try in those 2 days to kind of give it a once-over all together. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah. Sometimes kind of give us a deadline of, let's say, like the 18th to edit our appropriate sections.
Yes.
And then on that Monday or Tuesday, look at all sections.
Yes, exactly.
Do we all know what we're supposed to be doing?
I'm adding quotes.
You're adding quotes? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
How do we want to, originally we said whichever one of us had time would do the overall results.
And you said you have some time coming up this week, right?
I have some time this week so I can work on that.
So why don't you take a first stab at it this week, and then I will look at that, and you and I can communicate a little bit offline, too, kind of via email and stuff.
Okay. And we said we were going to pull the demographics and move it up in methodology, right?
I think that would make sense when you're kind of reading through the methodology section, just to say these were the people we... I think it could go in either place. So maybe we'll just have to decide that as we're reading it. It could either go in the methodology section saying these were the institutions and this is our actual demographic, or we could have it in results. I'm not sure. Maybe it'll become clear when we're working on it.
Okay. Jackie, do you want me to send you, or no, you'll be able to see it, I was going to say, for overall results, are you going to add in quotes up there too?
All I had was interview stuff. So if we need stuff from the actual papers, I don't have that.
So you're going to add in from the interviews?
That's the only place I was currently, but I can go back and also look for quotes for overall from paper.
Do the French lady one, right? Or the the one with France, whatever it was again.
Yeah, I can try to find some quotes from papers that I have.
Where did that other...
And Lee, do you know what section you're working on?
Sure. I'm cleaning up the intro lit review methodology section. Where am I?
The intro and methods.
Intro and methods. All right. Well, I had posted a bunch of stuff under the lit review section, which was mostly written. I just copied and pasted. I didn't look at... So I'm sure it makes absolutely no sense at this point. And there's a lot of repeats. So I'll clean it up.
Yes, that sounds good. Because, in my mind, the lit review is part of kind of the intro section.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you might decide it warrants a full another section, but I've been kind of imagining it as part of the intro.
Oh.
That's a lot for you to do, Lee. Are you?
Most of it's written. I think the lit review's. It looks like the lit review is actually more or less written. I think I'm kind of doing... clean up and expanding.
Okay.
So, if I feel overwhelmed, which I may say, hey, can somebody help me?
Yeah, that would be fine in terms of methodology, because I was kind of planning on taking a look at the methodology too.
Okay.
And I think that one's actually reasonably well in hand, because by the time of SRTL, we had most of the methodology down. It was just the coding scheme that's going to need the work there. So I think I'll take a look at methodology. Lee, if you have time, you can take a look at methodology too. So.
Yeah, you know, they are yelling at me because my annual report was due 2 months ago and I still haven't turned it in. So.
Yes, you should work on that. Don't get fired.
Oh, it's not that big a deal. At least that's...
Well, if I finish the overall results, I can read through the whole thing too.
Okay.
And do minor modifications.
I am sorry, I was collecting some papers for class. What is the schedule? What are we doing
next week?
Next week?
We'll each work on our own individual.
Yeah. Have your piece done by November 18th and then read the whole thing sometime before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
November 18th.
Are we going to call again at some point?
Do we want to call right before Thanksgiving or do we want to call after? Should we plan a call before Thanksgiving and then if we realize it can be handled with email, we'll do it that way?
That sounds like Monday
before Thanksgiving.
Either that Monday or that Tuesday. I would say that Tuesday to give it.
I can't do Tuesdays.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Let's just try and handle it via email then, because if it's just editing, I mean, we can leave each other comments within the Google Doc.
There's a little chat window.
Yeah, there's a chat window. You can actually add a comment to the document, or like I just did in one spot, you can write something in and kind of highlight it as, "Hey, Jackie, I have a question about this." Let's just try and handle it via email.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. So we'll email definitely by like the 22nd and decide where we need to go from there in terms of
what is our end goal? You guys finished before me, so what's your end of the semester? What's our goal?
Oh, sorry.
Oh no, go ahead. I'm actually having a look
it up. 2 weeks after Thanksgiving and then a week of finals, so I am here through like the 16th of December-ish.
Me too, actually.
Okay.
And I'll actually probably be in the beginning of the next week as well, getting some work done. But
okay. I end the 22nd, so that's my last final.
Damn.
Do you want to go ahead up and set up a call for after Thanksgiving just so we already have it on our calendars, or do you want to wait?
We can do that.
Sure. So it has to be a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't do the first Friday of the month, though, because I have meetings from 12 to 4:30.
All right. How about this time on November 30th?
Is that a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that.
I can.
Is that a yes from everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I'm barking orders here, but
it's easy for me when I email Jean if I can set up our next call. So.
Okay. So November 30th at
12 noon. So
Jackie, I have class till 12.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, Jackie, do you want to organize again?
Yeah, I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
You're done. You're all right. Justin to post off the webinar site so that they don't get charged for the recording.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
I think she said get our recording.
I will.
Somebody has to pull our recording so they don't get charged.
I'll tell Justin.
I usually put it in the email and then Justin sends it to me.
Okay.
I gotta find where is somebody texted. Okay. Anyway,
I gotta go.
All right.
You guys.
Have a good class.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Please stand by.